7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
It's not exactly 8:48. I don't know what time it really is. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. Of course I do. It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals. Mitty. That's right. Welcome to Mitty. Wait, I meant to say Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm pouring some tea. Because I want to drink some tea. What kind of tea do I want to drink? I'm drinking Che Guan Yin. Oh, yeah. Yes, Che Guan Yin. Same stuff I was drinking yesterday. It's so good. It's so delicious. I got to keep drinking it today. But we're not going to drink a lot because we got something to do. I hope this doesn't make my sinuses freak out. Okay, are we doing this? We're doing this. Let's get out of the car. All right, so quick weather report. It's a nice day today. It's like 72 degrees Fahrenheit or 22 degrees Celsius. It is clear, not a cloud in the sky, and just a slight breeze. And this is annoying the crap out of me. Why? Because it was supposed to be raining. I need rain. It rained a little bit yesterday morning, very early in the morning, and then around dusk it rained for 20 minutes. It was a nice rain, a nice mushroom rain, and it never came back. We needed more. We needed that all night. Slow but steady rain, water soaking into the ground, blah, blah, blah. So what are we doing today, since it's not raining? I wanted rain because that would have given me morel mushrooms. So what are we doing today? Well, we're down in the creek. I'm looking out over to the golf course. I don't see any golfers. I thought maybe there might be some golfers. But no. Okay. So, let's look at the ground first of all. I'm looking at the ground. I'm looking at dirt. The dirt is looking good. This is good dirt here. And it's like black when it gets wet. This is dark dirt. It's very mossy. How's the moss looking? The moss seems to be showing signs of growth. This is good. Let's get down in here now. The wind is coming up and I want to be down low. Yeah, the dirt is nice and moist. I'm getting a good grip on it as I walk. Yay. This means that water has soaked in. Our nice, lovely, slow, drizzly rain has soaked into the ground, and that means it is nourishing our thirsty mycelia. They're so happy. They're so happy. It's getting pretty green down here in the creek. Look at this. We got green plants. We got green ivy, green violets. We have a little white butterfly flying around. And as I look up into the trees, yep, but trees are starting to get some leafage. Little white butterfly flies by me. Hello. And I am walking up to the creek edge. I'm looking into all the normal golf ball spotting places. And I see no golf balls. No golf balls today, apparently. water looks a little bit high, which is to be expected if it rained. This creek and where I'm standing is basically the watershed for my neighborhood. The creek just starts another, 120 meters upstream. And let's walk over here to see, hey, are my duckies here today? Where's my mallards? My personal mallard buddies. They don't appear to be here today. And what was that? Oh, just a leaf fall. I thought somebody was messing around. What is that in the water? Nothing. Thought I saw something pink in the water and I got a little bit scared. As you can expect. Wait a minute. Now I do see something in the water. I think. No, it's not round. It's square. Are golf balls square? No, golf balls are not square. Okay. There's something pink or orange in the water. And it's about the size of a golf ball. Ooh. But it is not the shape of a golf ball. What is it? I cannot tell. I'm looking at other colorful things in the water. A lot of stuff got washed downstream. A lot of plastic cups and bottles and stuff in the water. Gah. Wow, when the sun peeks through the trees. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now I'm really going nuts. Now we gotta go down there. And I just realized, holy crap, I'm wearing my good shoes. What was I thinking? Oh, I know. Because I wore them last night. They were the closest thing to the door. Now we gotta walk on the mud flat, which is a little bit muddier than usual because of all the fresh rain. Oh my god, now we can't get to the rock that we normally step on to cross over. And now I can't see what it was that I was looking at. I'm at a bad angle. I think I saw something. I think I saw color. Okay, look, there's where I'm looking in the water where the sand has been moved by the water. How soft is that? Can I step right there? If I can step there, we're good. I don't know if I am. Let's risk it. Oh, I'm scared. Wait. If we go this way, if I launch off my left foot, we might be able to make this jump go close enough. And, it's slick on the mud flat here. And whatever I thought I saw isn't apparently really here. Wait, or is that it? I thought I saw a ball in the water right over here. Well, I don't think I'm sinking into the mud. It's quicksand. No, I'm actually fine. But what is that over there? Is that a pink ball in the mud or is that just a flower petal? See? These are the trials and the tribulations of a golf ball hawk. I don't know if I'm actually going to start using that word or not. Golf ball hawk. Ball hawk. Ball hawk is a word that I'm learning. It's a new... I want this stick. Why can't I get the... Give me the damn stick. There we go. Ball hawk. A person who collects balls. Oh, crap sticks. I almost went down. And did I just hurt myself? I hope not. The mud is very slippery. It's dangerous. What was I talking about? Ball hawking. Yeah, you know what? I'm out of here. What am I doing? What am I doing? I'm just... am I desperately grasping for golf balls? Maybe I am. Do I need to exhibit this behavior? No, I do not. Am I at risk of A, getting hurt, B, overheating, or C, ruining my good new shoes? Yes, to all three. So are we going to make a wise decision? Who, me? Sometimes it's not about wisdom. Sometimes it's about being awesome. And am I being awesome, or am I being wise right now? I can't honestly differentiate. Which means I'm in no condition to judge. So, that being the case, I'm getting up out of the creek bed. Did I just mess up my hip? I don't think so. I think I'm good. I'm thinking positive. I refuse to believe that I'm injured. So I'm going to walk upstream a little bit along the bank. Because I just wonder if there's any fungus growing down here today. Because with the amount of rain that we did get, and the amount of water already in the soil, and considering all the other conditions, we probably are gonna find some kind of fungus if we look hard enough. How hard am I gonna look? I'm not going to put maximum effort into it. I mean, come on. Who are you talking to? I don't put maximum effort into anything. How much effort am I going to put into looking for mushrooms right now? Oh, I think we'll give it the traditional Tobe 12% try. So I'm scanning the banks. I'm looking at trees. This one's no good. I'm looking at logs. I'm looking in places where I know that we will find some, like right around here. This is a big Caprinus area. And when Caprinus starts flushing, man, we get some massive flushes in this area. We're talking, you know, multiple square meters. Literally hundreds of thousands of mushrooms. Okay, let's sneak up here a bit further. Where do I want to look? Over here and over here and over there. And yeah, I'm not seeing anything. I'm not seeing anything. You see, these two trees, these two big cottonwood trees, these are really good for Caprinus around the base, but not seeing anything. Kind of surprised, actually. Kind of surprised I'm not seeing more mushroom business. Now, this is where I wish we could cross the creek, because that's my secret mushroom zone right over there on the other side of the creek. But this is a strange part of the creek where the water is wide and we can't get across easily. But a few years ago, there was a tree that fell over the creek right here. Oh, do you hear that? Squeak, squeak. That was wood ducks. I spooked some wood ducks. I just saw them flying away. Where's my little duckies? So we got duckies down here. That's good. I can see over into my little mushroom area, and I'm not seeing any mushrooms on those logs or anything. Okay, so, yeah. We're not going to get any mushroom action today. Or any golf ball action. What does this mean? It means we need to find something else to do. So, I'm going to turn around. I did drive here, which is kind of ridiculous. I only live like 200 meters away as the birds fly, but it's about a 400 meter walk. So when I drive, it doesn't take as long. And some days it's all about efficiency. Did I really just say that? I think I did. Anyway, what's that over there? That is not a mushroom. Okay, let's plug this thing in and power it up. Let's hit play because it's music time. How great is that? The Incomparable Divine with one of her two hit songs, So You Think You're a Man. Oh, Divine, come back to us. Oh, come back, Divine. We really need you. You know, I think the main problem with the United States of America, my country, my beloved country, the whole problem is that we don't have enough giant drag queens in Congress. I'm just saying, if we had some fabulous people in Congress, maybe some crap could get done. Maybe some cool stuff could go down. I don't know. That's why I'm saying we need to bring back Divine. We need to resurrect her. If I could resurrect one single person in an effort to change the world, did I just paint myself into a corner? Yeah. It's a toss-up. Who are you going to resurrect, Divine or Jimi Hendrix? You know, now I'm just giving myself a headache. This is one of those Sophie's Choice type problems. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? to whom can I turn for advice? Oh, I know. We'll ask Uncle Grandfather. Uncle Grandfather will know. He's the wisest. He has all the wisdom. And plus, maybe Belinda will be there.
Oh, Belinda.
Oh, Belinda. Look at that. And she has brought a round tray of hamburgers.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Kirk Cameron.
Quaffio.
Who?
Kirk Hiya. Cameron.
Quaffio?
Kirk Cameron.
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
You see, Gerald, son.
Uh-huh, I get it.
Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, Belinda. That's good advice. Thank you, Uncle Grandfather. I will keep the hamburgers high. Hamburger altitude is critical.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
That's right. It doesn't matter if you want to buy a hamburger. You got to get the nyampasu. You know, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's people who drive through the drive-through and they're trying to make the special orders. I would like to buy a hamburger, hold the nyampasu. No, there is no holding the nyampasu. It is always nyampasu. Whether you like it or not. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying. And why would they lie to you? What's their motivation? I don't know. Maybe they're fifth columnists. Maybe they're Eurorack enthusiasts. Yeah, now that I think about it, that makes perfect sense. Wow. Okay, so what do we do about it? What do we do about it? We're going to have to listen to some very non-Eurorack music. Something... Oh, I don't know. Maybe we need to do... Oh, I know. I got it. I know. We got to pull it up, though. I got to pull this up. Justin Johnson did a new thing. I want to hear the new Justin Johnson track. Oh, I got to find it because he did a cool thing. And boom. Okay, I'm having failure. That's fine. Okay, come on. Why does this not want to work?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Even my ancient Chinese secret won't work. Why am I failing? Wait a minute. Did Kirk Cameron come in here with his greasy little hands, get it all over my... Oh, damn it, Kirk. Dad, it's this guy who's always messing things up. Boy, are you going to get it now. What? Look at that greasy mess you made. And a mob just drove up. Do something fast. Slap.
Here,
409. Oh, I'm so sick of this.
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolver.
Kirk Cameron. The bane of my existence. And it doesn't help that 1981 mom's walking in.
That shines. What have you two been up to?
Does it really matter? All you need to know is that your son, Kirk Cameron, got his greasy little hands all over my equipment, and now I can't nyampasu, I can't play Justin Johnson, I can't ancient Chinese secret, and I'm scared to death to find out what's going to happen with my logo-free anodizing of rainbow of beautiful colors, high-performance internal spiral brush carabiner hook to prevent theft. Should I even bother? Does this mean I'm going to war? You know what's coming up next. Yeah. Okay, another a non-radio exclusive, the Nyampa Su Cha-Cha, as remixed by me. And it's not that I have anything against bananas, because I certainly don't. I do like banana. But anyway, what are we doing? Am I trying to stay focused? Is anything sane happening? No, I've got a bunch of weird crap I got to do today. I got to keep fighting with my doctors, and I was going to do something else. What else was I? Oh, I got to put some more gasoline in my automobile. I need petrol for my auto. Oh, so that'll be fun. That'll be something to do today. And maybe while I'm out, maybe I'll drive by the golf course and check for some more golf balls. Because maybe it's nice out now. People should be golfing. Why isn't anybody golfing? Oh, I know. Maybe they don't understand how essential it is to keep a golf ball clean and enjoying a good big old round of golf or whatever. Do they need a golf ball
Keeping
washer?
Keeping a ball clean is Probably. Essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Golf.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Golf balls.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Features.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Nice.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
This
All ball
corrosion.
Washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Yeah, rainbow.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds
That's
the towel
not a carabiner.
And helps to prevent theft.
Yeah.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball washer today.
That's great and all, but, I gotta wonder, is this the golf ball washer that Divine would use? I mean, we were listening to some of Divine's music, and I've got Divine on the mind, and I'm wondering, if Divine was playing golf, and she needed to clean off some golf balls. She needed to remove the toughest soil from golf balls. Would she use a high-performance internal spiral brush? You know, these questions might go unanswered. There's just no way. We're gonna have to start a séance so that we can contact the spirit of Divine and ask her. Ask her such questions as, how essential is it in keeping a golf ball clean for enjoying a great round of golf? These are the questions that need to be answered, and I think I'm the guy to answer them. If Divine's not going to show up at our seance, maybe we can get a crystal ball. We can listen to some spirit knocking. Oh, and I just realized something. My air conditioner just came on. Wow, and I've got it set up high, too. That must mean it's getting warmer outdoors. And if it's getting warmer outdoors, then maybe some people are out playing golf. Some people who aren't very good at golf. And so they're out playing golf poorly, which means golf balls get knocked into the creek, which means I get golf balls. Do I want all the golf... Nyampasu, do I want all the golf balls? No, I do not want all the golf balls. I just want the colorful ones. I want a purple golf ball, more blue, more green. What other colors do I need? Glow in the dark. Still looking for that glow in the dark golf ball for my Nyampasu nocturnal golf game. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and every day after that, because it's going to get weird tomorrow.
Nyampasu!
With a lot of Nyampasu and who knows what else. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.